Heisman candidate, would have been that Heisman play, you know. But I think it just shows my athleticism, you know, being able to turn and locate the ball, and, you know, really my ball skills. Going up there and have the confidence to go and try to make a play like that, and really just going out and executing it.
Air It Out is on the air.
The Packers' first pick was the first pick in the second round, Washington cornerback Kevin King, who had one of the highlights of the college football season last year, the one-handed interception against Arizona State. You know, when your team makes a draft pick, you want to get fired up about it. You go to YouTube, you pull up highlights, and Packers fans, it's pretty easy. Just Google Kevin King interception Arizona State, and you'll get excited. And we're joined now, we are very excited, to be joined by Bob Rondo, Washington Huskies play-by-play, the voice of the Huskies. Going to call it a career after this year. It'll be his 37th. Bob, how are you this morning?
I'm well, thanks. Guys, how are you guys doing?
Doing great. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So, Bob, that one-handed interception, I guess we'll just start there, because if there's one specific play that kind of shows what Kevin King could become or what he is as a player, that's an incredible play right there.
Yeah, I remember it really well. I leaned over to my broadcast partner, Damon Hewitt, and I said, did what I think just happened really happen? It was a crazy play. It was in the farthest corner of the end zone from us, and you had to kind of look twice, but I think he just reached up with his right hand and just kind of snatched that ball. Incredible play by a really good player.
Usually guys that have those kind of hands are playing on the other side of the football. How did King manage to stay on the defensive side all his life?
Well, he has been that, as you say, all his life, at least all of his football life, dating back to high school when he played for a guy named Hardy Nickerson and had a pretty nice NFL career. Came out of Bishop O'Dowd High School, a really good program down in Oakland, California. And Kevin was a well-regarded defensive back coming into college, was strong enough to play safety at Washington until they moved him to corner, and then obviously really excelled there, had a terrific, terrific senior season, and now obviously ready for the next level.
Well, did he start as a safety there? I know he talked to us the other day after getting drafted about, he said that he had played corner all his life, and then it sounded like he, you know, just took a little bit, played safety for just a minute, and then came back to the corner. How did that work out?
Well, it was a depth issue, and yes, he did start at safety a couple of seasons back. The Huskies had some pretty good guys in front of him. Marcus Peters would be one of those, a young guy who had some problems at Washington but is killing it in the NFL. And then Chris Peterson and his staff came in. Huskies have a terrific secondary coach and a guy named Jimmy Lake, who is going to be a head coach, I think, one day very soon. Young DBs really want to come play for him, and they saw the kind of length and athleticism they wanted at corner in Kevin King. Had some depth at safety, moved Kevin over to cornerback, and thus a great match was made.
Mm-hmm. Bob, we know he has the height, the speed, the reach, the length, all that stuff. What about the strength? Is he strong enough to battle these big physical receivers in the NFL? I ask because we see the 11 reps on the bench press at the combine, and I know Elliot Wolf of the Packers addressed that during one of his interviews and said that sometimes these guys with the long arms have a hard time with the bench. Does he have the strength to get up on the line of scrimmage and battle these big physical receivers?
There's no doubt about that, and not that he's going to come in and break your face every time he hits you. He's not that kind of a guy, but again, stout enough and strong enough to be a starter at safety. He is not afraid to go up and play the run. He had 44 tackles in the regular season a season ago in a secondary that I think was as good as any in America. So I don't think there's any question that Kevin King can get up and play physical. And I think obviously the kind of training he'll get at the pro level is going to enhance his body type even more. I think he's the full meal deal, if you will, a very complete package in the secondary.
Bob Rondo, voice of the Washington Huskies, and I mean, you mentioned that secondary there. Sidney Jones obviously would have been a first-round pick, maybe the first corner off the board, if not for rupturing his Achilles at the pro day, and then Buda Baker at safety. Without looking at the numbers from last year, I don't really know, but how were teams able to throw on that secondary?
not very well. Washington had one of the best defenses in America, and let's see, the Huskies had 18 interceptions, one of the leading turnover teams in the country, and just really stout throughout their defense. And as I say, that secondary, and it has been borne out certainly in the NFL draft with those guys all going in the second round. And you mentioned Sidney Jones may have been the best of the lot as a pure cover corner, and one of the more unfortunate injuries you would ever see, tore his Achilles in the pro day here at Washington. Non-contact type of deal, and obviously cost him a lot of money, but Sidney Jones is going to be a really good player in the NFL, just like Kevin King is going to be a good player in the NFL, so too Buda Baker. These were Sunday players, and everybody knew it, and just a matter of time until they all would go to the next level.
Bob, we always talk about Packer people around here when somebody gets drafted. What kind of kid is Kevin King?
I'm glad you asked that, and that probably should have been foremost in our conversation. This is an immensely, immensely likable young guy, as you guys are going to find out. And I think his performance, if you will, in New York, staying around in the green room, I'm not going home until they call my name.
Yeah.
I want to walk down that red carpet with my mom. I want to shake Roger Goodell's hand. And he stuck to that promise and got it done, and we couldn't have been more proud of him for that. But this is a very grounded young guy. He's smart. He's articulate. He is personable. And was a solid citizen throughout his Washington career. And again, I'll use the term full meal deal again. Complete package. And it starts perhaps with he's a really, really good guy, and he's going to be a great teammate in Green Bay.
Well, I watched everything you said, Bob, is true, because I watched his pro day interview online, and I came back and I was talking to Marcus and Bill, my partners here, about this. And these kids these days seem better and better prepared. Down-to-earth good kids is what is kind of like what you had mentioned.
Well, and reflection, too, although he came in under Steve Sarkisian, but ultimately I think a really nice reflection on Chris Peterson's program and Chris Peterson's way of doing things as the head coach here at Washington. Kevin King is a special, special young man, and everybody here really proud of him. And it was interesting to see the world find out about his athleticism. He tested so well at the combine. These are things that we have known for a while, and maybe the greatest compliment I can give the Packers is a backdoor one. There was great heartbreak among a lot of people here in Seattle that the Seattle Seahawks did not take Kevin King right there across the lake from them. And a lot of people thought that was a slam dunk and it was going to happen. And there was some surprise, I think, that Seattle traded down and got itself out of position to get a player like Kevin King.
Well, that was a lot of talk here in Green Bay as well, to be honest with you, that we thought, you know, there was a lot of us, the three of us in this room, eyed him as the Packers' first pick at 29, and we thought that it would not be possible with the Seahawks, as you talked about, Bob. But let me ask you this, too, because after these guys get drafted, we all like to watch their highlights on YouTube and stuff. Nobody ever puts lowlights on YouTube, right? They're all highlights. And all these guys do come in, though, with things that they need to work on. So even though he's the full meal deal, what are some of the things that we need to watch and keep an eye on that he needs to work on?
Probably what we've discussed before, and that is getting a little bit stronger, a little more physical at the line of scrimmage. Certainly he's got all the kind of measurables that are very much in vogue in the NFL. The long kind of guys with great range. You know, the league has become so passing-centric and spreading the field. And I think the NFL is more and more becoming a reflection of what's going on in college football. And for Kevin King to have played so well at the collegiate level, I think that's going to translate very well to the NFL.
Awesome. Hey, great stuff, Bob. Really appreciate you taking the time to visit with us this morning. And have a great final season, and congrats on an awesome long career. Enjoy retirement.
I appreciate it, guys. And